because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome. It is Friday morning, May 26th. Many would say the start of the Memorial Day weekend. For the lucky ones out there who don't have to be at work, or those that are headed to work, but kind of counting it as a vacation day anyway, whatever that means.
All right.
Yeah, it is indeed Memorial Day weekend. Here we are. It's a great time of year, and the weather's supposed to be beautiful this weekend, warming as the weekend goes on. I think getting warmer all the way from Saturday then Sunday, and of course, Monday being the warmest of the 3 days. And for those of you who will be traveling, we've got an update for you on road construction, at least traveling by car here in the state of Michigan. Kristen, what'd you find out?
So this is good news. Beginning at 3 p.m. today, Jeff, the state is suspending roadwork and is lifting traffic lane restrictions on 81 of its 146 statewide road and bridge projects, which is good. That will ease traffic delays, right?
Yep. And then, of course, I believe at 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning, when we all head back to work, or what most of us do anyway.
That's right. Expect the orange cones back out.
Yep, back out. So they're giving us a reprieve for the holiday weekend. That will be most welcome. There'll be traffic jams nonetheless. I think we reported that if you're headed up north, we reported previously, and as I recall, the best times to leave were in the morning on Friday and in the morning again on Monday. Driving in the afternoons and into the later afternoons, early evening, not recommended. Expected that those will be the busiest times. So there's a couple of tips for you on driving if you're headed up north or wherever you may be headed this weekend. And a couple of other things we wanted to highlight as we head into the weekend. We want to keep everybody safe. We've talked about some other safety warnings as it relates to enjoying your weekend this weekend in our previous shows, but a couple of others as well. One is, what's up with sunscreen these days? Lots of changes and some recommendations, also some warnings about what to stay away from.
Yeah, basically just throw away your old sunblock.
Really? Like old meaning?
Old, like really last season.
Last season.
You should really just throw it away. I mean, I know that I find in the bottom of my swim bag.
No, of course.
Tons of half bottles of sunblock. And I think I've scored like some great find. And so we use it the next year. Well, no wonder everybody gets sunburned. I should have just been throwing it away every year. Anyways, the FDA is still warning that there are 12 potentially unsafe ingredients in sunscreen. They had this warning out in 2019, and unfortunately, not much has changed. The one that we need to really look out for, though, is oxybenzone, which is actually known for hormone disruption and some other issues. However, it still remains legal for manufacturers to use. They are saying, though, that mineral sunscreens like zinc are the most recommended. So if you're into that, you know, dark white stereotypical strip down your nose, then is the one to go.
Whether or not you're in for it, it's the best one.
It is the best
so
one.
So pick your poison. Either the white stripe down your nose or the red stripe later.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
if you don't want the red stripe and you want to protect your skin and keep it from aging prematurely, go with the white stripe.
That's
Hey, the white stripe's a badge of honor.
That's right.
Keeping sunburn and potentially even worse than that, cancer concerns away from us, especially our kiddos as we head into this weekend. They need it most, that sensitive skin. All right. And then we wanted to also just provide information about what the double flag means. If you see it, it's a double red flag at the beaches here in and around the great state of Michigan. If you see one of those, it means...
Yeah, it's actually specifically for the Great Lakes swim beaches, but it could be on interior lakes also. But specifically, the double red flags means swimming is closed and visitors are not allowed to enter the water from the beach. This is a new release issued by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. And if we are deciding to go swimming this weekend, although the water might be chilly in the Great Lakes, I think many people still do underestimate the power that the Great Lakes has. And we talked about earlier this week about the importance of getting proper swim lessons and to have somebody as the, you know, the eyes on either the adults or the children in the water.
That's a good warning. You mentioned the water's still cold now. You also mentioned the power of the Great Lakes and how many of us underestimate that. You know, over the last couple of years, we've become aware, and I know it's happened previous to that as well, that even young, strong, capable swimmers get into the water, and that undertow can be very powerful. And so when you see warnings on the beach, don't be a hero. Don't be silly. Don't be stupid. No showing off. Don't go in. Stay safe. That's the recommendation. All right. We're all looking forward to a great Memorial Day weekend ahead. There's a couple of tips to help keep yours safe, and we hope you all enjoy. But we're going to come back with more right after this break on the Pre-W Smith Show. Stick with us.